Page 96. Exam Preparation. Listening Practice 6. A Different Kind of Festival. You are going to hear a conversation about unusual festivals and events around the world. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Alice. It's a great party, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
How come you're not inside dancing?
I was dancing for 2 hours. I just came outside a few minutes ago because I needed some fresh air. I didn't see you inside earlier. Did you just arrive?
Yes. I wanted to finish my book report before coming.
I haven't even started mine. I meant to work on it last night, but I was watching an amazing program on TV with my brother.
Which one?
I can't remember the name, but it was all about unusual festivals and contests.
Oh, I love that documentary series. It's called Time to Play. It started about a month ago. I missed last night's episode because there was a family party for my grandmother's birthday.
Well, until last night, I'd never heard of it. But I really enjoyed it because it was so different.
That's for sure. In the first episode, the producer explained that she wanted to make a series focusing on festivals and celebrations that show that people in virtually every culture like to get together to have a good time.
That's a nice idea.
So tell me what I missed last night.
Last night's episode was devoted to mud.
Did you say mud?
Yes. All the events had something to do with mud. First, there was a segment about a mud volcano in Colombia, South America.
Oh, I've heard of that. It's called El Tatumo.
That's right. Each year, from the beginning of December until the end of March, people are allowed to climb into the crater at the top of the volcano, about 15 metres off the ground, and play around in the mud that's collected there.
That is really unusual. But it also sounds like fun.
Well, everyone seemed to be having a good time, and the mud is even supposed to be good for the skin. Then there was a story about the annual mud festival in South Korea, in a city called, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it correctly, Poryong. People can go down slides into the mud and participate in lots of different kinds of events held in the mud, like mud wrestling, mud sculpting, and even mud body painting contests. Apparently, every July, more than 1 million people attend the festival.
Wow, I guess lots of people really love to get dirty. What other events were shown last night?
Try and guess which annual event takes place right here in Britain and also is connected to mud.
I can't think of... Oh, right, of course. The World Bog Snorkeling Championship.
That's it. It's held at the end of August in Britain's smallest town, which is in Wales. Contestants have to swim in a nearly 60-metre-long canal, which is really muddy and also very smelly.
Ugh! And yet every year, hundreds of people go to watch it. And it always gets a lot of media coverage.
It's hard to believe that over 100 people actually participate. It's amazing what people are prepared to do for fun.
So was there anything else mentioned in the programme?
Yes, the pig festival that takes place every August in France. I guess it was included in last night's episode because pigs are animals that like to be in mud.
A pig festival? What do people do there?
Well, there are pig costume contests, piglet racing and a pigging out contest to see who can eat the most in the shortest time. The best part, though, is a pig squealing competition. In that competition, people have to imitate the sounds of pigs. The contestants that we saw were amazing. They really sounded just like pigs. And my brother and I laughed so hard that our stomachs hurt.
I'm so sorry I missed that. By the way, France has got some really unusual festivals, which were featured on Time to Play a few weeks ago. One is the Prune Spitters Festival, which takes place in a small agricultural town every July. People compete to see who can spit the stone of a prune the furthest.
That sounds kind of disgusting.
It's actually quite funny to see. Then there's the Turkey Festival, which is held shortly before Christmas every year in another small farming community where turkeys are raised. The large birds are paraded through the streets of the town so everyone can see them. Before, that is, they see them on their plates as part of Christmas dinner.
Poor birds. And oh, speaking of birds, don't miss next week's show because it's going to feature the Bognor Regis International Birdman Competition.
That is such an amazing event. Competitors dress in outrageous costumes and then try to fly off the pier into the English Channel. Of course, most of the flights are really more like jumps. But some people have actually remained in the air for about 90 metres.
That's quite far considering that no mechanical help is allowed. And now, why don't we fly back inside and dance?